From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. An owner of the Utah coal mine where six men are trapped says only God knows if they're dead or alive. Robert Murray angrily defended his company's safety record today and its efforts to reach the trapped miners. Murray also argued with those who suggest that Monday's mine collapse wasn't caused by an earthquake. Hundreds of rescuers have converged on the scene, but all agree that the effort could take several more days. And as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports now, there's no sign of life so far from the trapped miners.
The latest on the rescue effort came this morning at a long and rambling news conference filled with emotion. Looking visibly tired, Murray Energy Chairman Bob Murray told reporters gathered at the road leading to his mine that he didn't have good news to give.
Well, our efforts have been exhaustive and have involved everything humanly possible to access these trapped miners. They have been disappointingly too slow. Too slow.
Murray switched between remorse and anger as he defended his company's efforts to rescue the miners. He said he's been mining for 50 years and runs one of the safest operations in the West.
And let me tell you something else. This is the first major accident I've ever had in one of my coal mines in 20 years of being in existence. The first major accident.
Seismologists have been debating whether the cave-in was caused by a 4.0 earthquake early Monday morning or whether the collapse of the mine itself caused the seismic readings. In Murray's mind, there was no doubt, and he berated those who've claimed otherwise.
And this was caused by an earthquake, not something that Murray Energy or Utah American did or our employees did or our management did. Or that the Mine Safety and Health Administration did. It was a natural disaster, an earthquake.
Meanwhile, families could do nothing but wait as rescuers tried furiously to reach the men. Judy Jones says her son, Alam, spent 12 hours yesterday on one of the six rescue teams at the mine.
From their side, where they was at, they was digging as much as they could, even just with their hands. I talked to him briefly for about 5 minutes, and he says, Mom, it's scary, but I need to be where I need to be.
Joan says she's praying for all the miners and their families.
This is what our guys do. This is what our community does. This is a big industry for our area. They're coal miners.
Company officials say they're trying to reach the miners trapped 1,500 feet below the mountaintop. Rescue crews hope a drill rig can bore a hole vertically down to the miners to provide more air. And at the same time, they're trying to clear the cave-in straight on, but they've only moved 300 feet horizontally. Al Davis with the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration says high-tech seismic listening devices have arrived and will be used to try to detect any sounds from the miners.
One thing I need to say is that we are working at the extreme limits of this equipment. We hope it can be effective. We've deployed it. We're going to use it, and with the hopes that we can get some response.
Mine owner Bob Murray says he won't speculate on the chances of getting a response.
The Lord has determined already whether they're dead or alive from the percussion of the earthquake. But it's my job to get to them as quickly as possible and find out. And I will not leave this mine until those men are rescued, dead or alive.
While Murray has hope, he offered no promise that the work will go quickly. In fact, he says if all things go well, it will take at least 3 more days to reach the trapped men.